Well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be alright when we go shopping. It's always the shopping things we begin.
The Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Do you have a question? Do you have a topic? Do you want to talk shop? Have you had a good experience or maybe not a good one that you just need to get off your chest? Yes. Right. 651-641-1071. We'd love to hear from you. The phone lines are open. You can also go to MyTalk1071.com, click on the Shop Girls page, message us there, and we are constantly monitoring.
Oh, we have a team of people constantly monitoring.
Yes, their names are Allie and Harmony, and we monitor even while we are on the air on Twitter at Allie Shops and at Harmony Kaplan. I will
say, you forgot my name.
No, I couldn't remember if it was Kay or Kaplan on your Instagram, but it or on your Twitter. It is Kaplan. It's your full name. I will say that a listener tweeted to say that she has tried on the Spanx pants we talked about last hour, and she said they are a struggle to get on and off, exhausting to wear.
Well, you see, that's what I'm afraid of. And what I was thinking is if I had to order them, maybe I would just order them a size up.
Yeah, sometimes that works, but sometimes...
That's why I'd like to try them. Oh, that's upsetting to me to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to breathe.
Yeah, I will say I had an unexpected discovery. I wasn't even really looking for them, but Madewell had these kind of breezy, linen-y pants that a lot of the time the elastic waist things, I just feel like I could be in sweatpants. Like, I don't feel very, if I'm looking for real pants, like to feel
polished. Well, it depends
polished.
What kind of elastic waist it is.
Right, but these pants are $68. They come in black, and I think they might come in gray, and they feel really flattering, but they're very comfortable, too.
Is it like a real elastic,
they have
or
a button.
Is it a higher,
are pleated. No, they actually have a little pleating. They have pockets. They have a button. But if you're just looking for like easy breezy pants, this would be kind of opposite of the Spanx
pants. I also found a pair of pants at Melly in... Edina in the Galleria.
Mm-hmm.
I think the brand is, I know the first word's crazy. I think it's Crazy Rails.
You sure about that?
No, I know the first word's crazy.
Okay.
But they come in white and I think black, but the color I got is like a bone and it has a slight print in it that, color on color that makes them look dressier.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a pull on, but it has the flat, wide band at the waist. It mm-hmm. isn't just a little band of elastic. And they're very comfortable and flattering and can be worn for a little dressier.
Our number is 651-641-1071. Therese is on the line, and she also wants to talk pants. It's a never-ending topic. Nope. What's on your mind, Therese?
I need a good pair of black pants for work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 5'6". And the ones I currently have for whatever, they've shrunk during the pandemic. Not thrilled about going into a store to try them on, but if you know specifically where.
Okay, so do you know what kind of silhouette? So are you ready to go with a slightly wider silhouette?
Or a straight leg?
Either. I just need a pair of black pants for work, so I'm happy with you.
Okay, my favorite pant discovery so far, and it's one that I feel like can be, you could do it on the weekend with sneakers and a t-shirt, but you could put it on with a blazer or a sweater and feel really polished. They are, the brand is Maeve, M-A-E-V-E. It's an Anthropologie exclusive.
I also thought it was Moth. It's Maeve?
It's spelled M-A-E-V-E. And they're sort of a They come in a cropped version or a full leg, depending on what you want, Therese. But they are, you know, a wider silhouette, which is really on trend for this spring. And they're just very comfortable and flattering. I know they have them in navy. I believe they have them in black. And I know they have them in an off-white
and
as well.
Now I will tell you which ones I think you should go get. Okay.
Okay.
Go to, do you ever shop at Chico's?
Yes.
Okay. Chico's, I think, don't absolutely count on this. I think it's called the Juliet. They have a black pant that is a great silhouette because it's straight, but it's not like a legging by any means. But it's a flattering style that if you have a top that's a little wider, it's okay. If it's not, you know, or a little longer, you can wear it with either.
You are right. It is called the Juliet.
The Juliet. Mm-hmm. And it comes in many different colors.
That is very flattering,
again,
Mom.
That's why I'm here. That is why I am a shop girl.
Yeah. Oh, go there.
They have it in many colors, but I've got the black ones, mm-hmm. and they fit really nicely, and they stay. There's no creases. There's no wrinkles.
It's the 360 Juliet full length pant. Check that out. I found them online. You could just do a search for Chico's and Juliet, and they pop right up.
You are wonderful.
Good luck. Let us know how it turns out. Thanks for calling in. Our number is 651-641-1071. If you have a question or comment, do you have a perfect pant? There is just something about, you know, you just, it's a challenge to find them. And when you find one that really works, let us know what yours are.
Sometimes it looks good, but after you wear it a while, it just cuts at the waist and it just, you know, so yes, if you find one that works, you want to get them in every color is what it amounts to.
Yes, indeed. So if you have one that we should all know about, let us know. But I will say I bought those Maeve. I've gotten them in two colors. And
they have them now?
Yeah, they have them now. And I was talking to a couple of the women in Anthro and they agreed. They were like, yeah, this is the pant that everybody wants.
And it's an elastic waist.
No.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
Oh, no. No. This one's a button.
Oh, no,
you're confusing the Madewell pant.
The Madewell one.
The Madewell is your comfort play.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Maeve pant is when you need to pull it together.
All these years, because I have many things by that brand, because they don't make just pants. They make tops and all that.
Correct,
too.
Yes.
I've always called it Mauve. Or Mavi. Well, Mavi.
Well, I think it's just
you say tomato, Maeve. I say tomato. Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds good to me. Okay. That's all right. Yeah.
All right.
Meanwhile, this is prom season.
Yes,
you
are
might
you going?
Know that. Well, I haven't been asked yet. It's the story of my life, so I don't know that I will. But I was talking to my sister, and her grandson is going, and you know, I started thinking about that, and then I saw in the New York Times where Vanessa Friedman was answering a question for someone who has a daughter who just doesn't want to wear the typical glitzy prom dress, you know, really short and, you know, low neck spaghetti straps and all that. And she asked her where she would start, you know, to even look for something. And I loved her first sentence was not with Euphoria. It is a show that I've been told not to watch. And I saw 2 minutes of it one day and thought, absolutely, I shouldn't. And I think if you have teenage children, you probably shouldn't watch it.
Well, I think most parents of teenage children have already watched it. But yes, it's what not to do.
Okay. Exactly. So anyway, but she was saying that she thinks that there are certainly other avenues to go to, and especially if you want to go with vintage, because a lot of young girls do. Mm-hmm. She said to look at Poshmark, which Poshmark online, which has a whole section devoted to prom dresses, and they probably have more than you'll find even in some of the stores. She said finding a really good maxi dress or a jumpsuit is an idea too. And she gave a few examples and she showed a dress that I thought was adorable from Anthropology. She called it a caftan. I'm not so sure that I would call it a caftan. It's actually, it's strapless. Then it has one strap that looks like a belt that actually goes over one shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just loose, a midi dress that looks really comfortable to wear, but very flattering.
Yeah.
$190. So I don't, you know, I don't think it's a terrible price.
I would also say Grant Whitaker, who was just here, was saying that he has he's done really well lately at Fashion Avenue. I mean, Fashion Avenue is always a great destination, but yeah. I think there are a lot of people who did a lot of closet cleaning yes. during the last couple of years, and the shelves show that. And so now is a good time to go in and find dresses that were never worn, still have tags on
right.
them. And
She also suggested Free People. They mm-hmm. had this kind of draped, silky dress that looks like from the 20s or the 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
And then a place I never heard of, an online store called Lulu's. I don't know if it's just online, but it was a cowl neck satin jumpsuit. So it's a really dressy look, but a jumpsuit. And that might be a fun alternative to just a regular prom dress.
Yes, indeed. I also know, I mean, there are a bunch of proms tonight. There are, I mean, a lot of them some of them have already happened, and there's obviously more happening in the next couple of weeks for those last minute shoppers. But, I also know some girls who did really well at Macy's, and who have done well at, you know, local vintage shops. It doesn't have to cost $1 million.
No, and I don't think it's even the cost that this woman was concerned about. It's more the look
right.
instead of the typical short one where your hoo-ha could be showing.
Hey, watch it. When we get back, you get yourself organized because it is time for the tech report right after this. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, who's all geared up. She's online. She's ready to go with her printouts. It's time for the tech report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes. Tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Do you think you're the only tech reporter who prints out all of their materials?
I think any good tech reporter would realize that you can't always count on technology.
There you go. And, gotta have a backup plan.
Think about the fact that at every store that has... Did you talk about this? I don't remember where I heard somebody talking about
what?
That at all the stores that have the self-service... You know, check out now, you
right.
can go. But they have a person there because if something goes wrong...
Oh, you got to have a human.
You got to have a human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes technology doesn't work.
Right.
We've been doing the show when our computer suddenly stopped working.
This is true.
And then I wouldn't be able to give my tech report.
Well,
so I take that extra step, printing out information
and thank
for
goodness
our
you
listeners.
Do. What yes. do we need to know today?
Here's what you need to know today. Do you remember the Google Glass? There were Google Glasses. This is a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of concern with users because there was always the chance that you could have your safety compromised or your privacy compromised. They raised a lot of issues. And so people were not too keen on those. However, Google has come back with a new glass. And this was just announced on the 11th, so just a few days ago. They just got a peek at their new AR glasses. They have a video that shows what they are working on. And it's kind of amazing when you see this. So this woman puts on this pair of cute glasses, mm-hmm. just normal glasses. And she's talking to somebody who speaks a foreign language.
Okay.
And she can see the translations right before her eyes when she's talking to this person. This person speaks, let's say, in Spanish. It translates into English on her glasses.
Okay, that's freaky.
It is freaky, but it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, do you know...
Your own personal subtitles in your head.
Kind of, yes.
Wow.
What I don't understand, and nothing that I could find told me this, is you have to make sure the person you're talking to has these glasses too.
Why?
Well, because if they're talking to you and they don't understand English...
Oh, I see. It's a two-way street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the Google CEO, now I know the first name is Sundar. I'm not positive how you know, we all know Mark Zuckerberg. It's easy to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not as familiar with Sundar. It's Pichai or mm-hmm. P-I-C-H-A-I. We'll just call him Sundar. I feel we know him anyway.
Okay.
What I find interesting, it's almost like he's giving a little dig to Mark Zuckerberg because he says he stressed when he showed these the importance of living in the real world with an emphasis on technology that helps you improve your real world experiences. He's not like saying, hey, everybody, head to the metaverse. Get it?
Yeah.
So
I like that.
He really thinks that we need this augmented reality to help us in our everyday lives. Mm-hmm. He said, these AR capabilities are already useful on phones, and the magic will really come alive when you can use them in the real world without technology getting in the way. The potential is what gets us most excited about AR. The ability to spend time focusing on what matters in the real world, in our real lives.
So what else can they do besides translate?
Well, we don't know that yet. This is just kind of the beginning.
I see.
But, I mean, it is an amazing thing to think that you could have this translation right before your very eyes. So we'll find out. Now, on a whole other note, do you know about Jesse L. Williams? You know, he used to be on Grey's Anatomy, and he's now in a Broadway play that is called Take Me Out.
Okay.
Do you know who he is? Because he is one hunk of a guy. And he appears naked in this play.
Oh.
You're wondering what this has to do with technology.
A little bit, I am. But I like where you're going with the nakedness.
Okay. So they at
I know
this.
Who, yeah, he's very cute.
Yes. At this show on Broadway, the theater has made sure, because of nudity and, you know, and protecting the actors, they have to give, the cell phones are put in a pouch that's called Yonder, Y-O-N-D-R. And the pouches are supposed to lock cell phones when they're in a restricted area.
Yep.
Somehow, either somebody knew how to unlock the pouch, or they simply smuggled a device into the show, took pictures of Jesse, and put them out on social media.
Uh-huh.
And they
said, can I look them up now?
Well, I tried. God knows I'm not that perfect. I would have looked.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said, the theater said, they called this an act of gross and unacceptable violation of trust between the actor and the audience forged in the theater. Now, Jesse said, I mean, I don't think he was happy, but he said, you know, it's a body. But his is kind of a great body.
It's a really good body.
So the whole point of this is that has to do with technology is that they have now at the theater set up a new infrared camera that is pointed at the audience and actually is monitored by security to see if anyone is trying to use a recording device.
Wow.
And what this system can do, it actually adds, it can point and tilt and zoom. It can take all kinds of measures so they can focus it on one person and see if they're up to no good. You know,
fascinating. So, those are some great links to go to. I mean, like, is the nude scene really that important?
Apparently, I don't know the play.
And
well,
also, like, if he's doing it on stage, like, a lot of people are seeing it in real, you know, like.
Right. But I mean, it's supposed to be, it's part of the play. And it's kind of a bond between the audience and the actors. It's not meant to be pornography that you then put out there.
Right on.
You know.
Right on. We would not want that, but
no,
I sure am Googling it right now and I'm not coming up
with
anything.
They were all pixelated, shots.
Yeah.
So I guess they got it off of there faster than, you know, we would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then quickly, because I know we don't have a ton of time, I just thought this little tidbit was interesting. There's a Florida-based company called Harvest Crews, Crow, C-R-O-O, I don't know, something like that, Harvest Crow Robotics. So it's a fully autonomous harvesting machine. Listen to what this can do, Allie. It can pick strawberry plants, an entire strawberry plant, in 8 seconds. It's made up of 16 independently working robots, all equipped with machine learning vision systems, and they even can tell when the fruit is ripe and ready for picking.
Wow.
So there you go. That's how to get your strawberries.
Amazing. Thank you for that, Mom.
You're welcome.
All right, we will be back with Chris Freitag. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, you know, Mom, the minute it finally gets nice out, I'm like, I want to seize every minute. I don't want to be, you know, in a studio, in a class. I want to take my workout routine outside. But other than walking, and I'm not really much of a runner, I don't know what to do. And
no,
so
it's difficult.
I thought we should probably ask an actual expert.
Good idea.
You need an expert. expert.
Time now for the shop girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
He knows everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that? We've got an expert here.
We've got the expert of the experts. Indeed, joining us now, fitness guru, the founder of Get Healthy You. It is none other than Chris Freitag. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello. How are you, ladies?
We are so good.
Glad to have you with us.
Thank you for joining us and trying to help us. Now, I will say this, everybody. I had the privilege / challenge of going on one of Chris's quote unquote walks.
Oh, I bet it wasn't the walk.
A couple weeks ago. it was not nice weather, but we powered through, Chris, didn't we?
We did.
Did
she
keep
with
up?
The little doggies and all?
And it was like, I think we walked like a lot of miles. I'm like, if I walk a couple miles, I feel good. But I think we went like 5 miles.
We did. Well, you know, when you've got girlfriend conversation,
it goes
easy
fast.
To cover ground.
Yeah. So that might be the big key. So, Chris, I know you like to mix it up. And obviously, you're in the studio at Lifetime at an ungodly hour every day of the week. But what do you like to do outside? I know you're a big fan of walking, but is there anything else we could do?
Well, first of all, I do want to talk about walking because okay. I really want to encourage people. Like, I am on my soapbox. Walking is the key to everything in terms of aging, but taking your workouts outdoor, we do outdoor workouts. I'll do it with some girlfriends where we bring our weights outside. We'll do, you know, things like, paddleball, pickleball, tennis, people are biking, people are getting outside. And, you know, I always joke, if you live in Minnesota and you don't want to go outside in June, July, and August, what is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Because
your only
there's
chance.
Something to be said about nature and vitamin D and sun and just everything. But any workout you can do inside, honestly, you can take it outside, Allison. People take their phone outside, their computer outside, turn on whatever app you're doing your workout on. You know that I run an app and do it outside. Just be out in nature.
Right. So you can still connect, but just do it out. Now, when you do that, I mean, this is getting very technical, but do you bring a mat out? Or do you think, is grass a good place? Are you looking for a patio? Where do you do your stretching and stuff?
Any of that. Bring a mat out if you got a hard surface. Go on if you're on grass, just look for goose poop and dog poop, you know? Just make do. And even, like, when my kids were little, I used to get them out on the driveway. We would draw like agility ladders on the driveway.
Wow.
Bring out the hula hoops. Bring out, cones and do running drills back and forth. I mean, I do outdoor workouts with my girlfriends. We do them one day a week. And then I do an outdoor workout at Lifetime one day a week where we kind of get creative with just using, some blacktop and some fun like playground tools.
Are you still doing yoga outside too?
Occasionally, like, for an event or something. But, gosh, yoga outside, how fabulous is that? I mean, everything is better outside.
It is. Really. What were you going to ask me?
I was just going to ask, did your kids like that you made them do all of this? Or did they rebel against all of it?
Well, Harmony, that's a really good question because it wasn't like I was, quote-unquote, making them do it. It was all about play, right?
Okay.
Just play. And, at what age do we stop saying we're playing and we start calling it a workout, right?
Oh, good point.
It's kind of an interesting, and then you get to adults, and I talk to so many women in our age group, Allie, and above, who say, oh, God, I'm doing nothing. I'm just unmotivated. I can't get myself to be motivated. And so to your point about getting out and walking with the girlfriends, it counts. It matters. I think there's so many people who think, oh, what is a walk going to do? Well, let me tell you what a walk can do. It's joint mobility. It's getting your muscles moving. It's oxygenating the blood and circulation. It's good for the brain and the soul. If you're chit-chatting, you burn calories. And as we get older, especially, these lovely menopausal years, calories in, calories out, my friends. You have to expend more than you take in if you want to maintain your weight or if you want to lose weight.
So I think that is a good, worthwhile reminder. You can't emphasize that enough because I think a lot of people do think that a walk doesn't count as their workout, and it certainly can.
But But Chris, you mean even like a leisurely walk?
So there's a difference between a leisurely walk and like walking for fit.
Exactly.
So a leisurely walk, I think of like window shopping. When you're at the mall, you're breathing through your nose. You're just kind of strolling, if you will. Power walking or fitness walking is when you are breathing through your mouth. You get your heart rate up high enough that you can no longer breathe through your nose, that you're actually in an aerobic state, which is going to help oxygenate your blood, work your lungs, get your heart pumping, and also burn calories. And I think for a lot of people, you know, they go, well, what's a walk? Who cares? It's not necessarily your strength workout. You still, and I'm always passionate about women picking up weights, getting some strength training in, because that is the secret to aging, having muscle on your body and being strong. But walking is amazing. And so I'll do my strength workout, but I try to walk in the afternoons or on the weekend mornings, like you and I did, Allie, just to get my body moving. And let me tell you, those extra 300 to 500 calories that I'm burning, that is a huge difference when, you know, that's my couple glasses of wine and whatever at night.
Right. That's my nachos right there.
And I never want to encourage people to say, oh, I'm working out just to burn, you know, eat my calories back or whatever. Like, that's not the greatest way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I mean, I will say, you know, when at menopause, people go, oh, shoot, well, I'm in menopause, so I guess I'm just destined to have this horrible next 10 years. And it's like, no. And also, one other thing I want to point out is just going for a walk. There have been studies that say going for a walk even twice a week, like getting out for an hour, increases the size of your hippocampus. So, your hippocampus, the part of your brain that's in charge of verbal memory, learning, all that stuff. If you, you know, and again, I'm just, you know, assuming we're speaking to a lot of women.
Yeah.
You start to get in your 50s and 60s and you're like, God, am I losing my mind? I can't remember anything. I can't think. I'm like, well, go out for a walk. It helps your brain.
I will say, Chris, and I think a lot of people whose work habits have changed in the last couple of years, and now that I'm frequently finding myself working at home, I will go out for a walk kind of as a palate cleanser between meetings. I mean, just to sort of clear my head.
Well, that's a good idea.
Absolutely. And I look at, you know, in my own life, my mom is 83 and she fell and broke her hip about 6 months ago or so. And it's really been eye-opening and hard. She was never a person who exercised, never a person who walked, little frail, never, you know, she just never really got out there. And she said to me, I spent a lot of time with her this winter and she's been rehabbing and trying to get back going. She goes, Christine, I should have been listening to you over these years. She's like, I don't know who gave you that exercise gene, but I should have been walking. Because I would always say, Mom, let's get out and walk. Let's get out and walk. You got to keep your bones healthy, your joints healthy. It makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least it's nice to know that your mother realizes you were right about something.
You finally got that.
But Chris, here's the other thing though. What about, all right, for example, I have a bad shoulder. My knees are terrible. I really can't go for walks. I really can't use weights anymore. I mean, I do go to a dance aerobics class, but it's really hard
to do some of those.
Well, I sing a lot. Yeah. So I exercise my vocal cords.
Right.
But I mean, what do you do?
I love that. Well, so Harmony, you're not alone. Like knees hurting, hips hurting, that is so common. And I don't know your exact age, but 60s, 70s, 80s, that is very common. And so I always say, nope. Well, okay. So, and you're amazing. You look amazing. That's why I can't tell your age. But you know, no shame in the modify game. That's my favorite, thing. So instead of the woe is me attitude, like, oh, my knees hurt. So I'm just going to sit here and say, you know, life's over. No, my knees hurt. Okay. What can I do differently? I got my mom this pedaling device because she can't do a lot of weight bearing, especially with the hip. So I got her this little thing that she sits on her couch and she pedals while she's watching her shows.
I have a friend that has that.
She freaking loves it. And then my dad started wanting to use it because he's total able-bodied, but he's like, this thing is fun.
Yeah.
You know, so you can just pedal in a situation where you're not weight-bearing and pounding like you would on the cement when you're walking. You know, even with the shoulder, depending on the range of motion in your shoulder, can you use some lighter weights or maybe some resistance bands or flat bands that could at least help you keep range of motion. So think of this. Motion is lotion. When your joints are stiff and sore, motion is the thing that will help you feel better. You need to get that synovial fluid moving. So even small ranges of motion or moving around. I mean, yes, our bodies change as we get older. We can't do the same.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's finding that, okay, what's the modification that would work for my body?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I got to get some of that synovial mousse.
Chris, when you're not walking with friends, do you think that, like, I think a lot of us listen to books or podcasts, but does that get you moving faster? Or are you better off doing, like, some fast music to, like, you know, speed up your pace?
It's funny that you say that because, you know, I am such an extrovert. So walking with a friend for me is always my choice. But mm-hmm. I do a lot of walks by myself because my schedule's crazy. And like you, Allie, it's like, okay, I just got to get out and get the dog out for a mile or two or whatever. Yeah. I listen to podcasts all the time. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I'm like, I got to get outside just so I can listen to that podcast.
Right.
So I do do that. It really doesn't matter. But yesterday, it was Friday afternoon, and I was taking the dog for a walk. It was a beautiful day, and my brain hurt from everything. And I thought, I'm not listening to a podcast. I don't need any more learning right now. I'm just going to listen to music and enjoy it and walk.
And
so yesterday,
that's okay.
I just did music.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, well, thanks for motivating us. I'm guessing some listeners are probably on a walk right now, and the rest of them are headed out. Chris Bright.
I love it. Yeah, don't discount walking. It is literally the best thing. And people who believe in walking, literally there are studies that show are the healthiest into old age because they continue with it. It's really about consistency. It's what you continue with in your life.
You are a good motivator,
You
Chris.
Really are, Chris Freitag. Thank you for talking to us and giving us this pep talk. Go to GetHealthyU, the letter U.com. We'll put a link up as well to get more advice and motivation from Chris and her whole team. Thank you, Chris.
Always a pleasure, ladies.
All right. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this. I hate talking over this song because I really like it.
I really like it, too. She doesn't need to twerk all the time. So good. No, because I followed Lizzo.
Let the woman twerk if she wants to.
I follow Lizzo on Instagram. Mm-hmm. No, but it's like it's fine once. But it's like she doesn't have to do that on every post. She's got a lot more going for her than twerking.
Okay.
Is all I'm saying.
But if the woman likes to twerk. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You are listening to Shop Girls. Thank you for being here with us. It's been a fun day. Of course, podcast always available from our show and others. If you missed any of the excitement, you can get all of the latest episodes at mytalk1071.com. And you can message us there as well if you have other shopping and style questions or comments that we'll get to next week. A couple stories that you might want to comment on. Did you hear this whole to-do about Goop and the ridiculous expensive diapers?
Well, I mean, people got up in arms and then they realized this just happened this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, obviously Gwyneth is known for some of her rather weird products on Goop. But this was called the diaper. And as opposed to a diaper.
Can you buy it at Target?
It was probably. Mm-hmm. No, you really can't. They talked about it on Instagram as a disposable diaper lined with virgin alpaca wool. They were going to be $10 each, sold in $120 packs of 12, featuring amber gemstone fascinates mm-hmm. because the stones are known for their ancient emotional cleansing property.
Right,
so they said they would be dropped on May 12th.
Yes.
On May 12th. And people immediately started saying, is this for real? Mm-hmm. Are they really losing their minds and all? And that was exactly what Gwyneth had hoped would happen.
Of course. Gwyneth is no dummy.
No.
She knows how people are going to react and she uses it to her benefit.
Right. And she then put out a video in which she explained that it was a complete stunt because she wanted to expose the ridiculousness of taxing diapers like a luxury product. Which is absolutely, I mean, she's 100% right. Mm-hmm. Diapers have long been included among the list of items affected by the pink tax or the tampon tax because products for women seem to be, you know, taxed more and are more expensive than those for men. And so she just wanted to really point this out. And that's why this was put up in this way.
And we're talking about it.
Absolutely. And the other part of it is that she encouraged people to donate to at Baby to Baby, where they help provide diapers, formula, and other essentials for families in need. Mm-hmm. So she made a good point.
She obviously knows how to use her celebrity.
Absolutely. Because when I first saw that, you know, and I'm just looking at it, oh, come on. Now, there, you know, you can't be serious, but indeed she wasn't.
Right. So. Okay, but Balenciaga, they're not joking around.
No, they're serious. They have made, you know, we've talked about them before. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the jeans that they made that were, I don't know, over $1,000+.
Yes.
That were all cut out on mm-hmm. the sides and all. They have now made a pair of destroyed sneakers, but they're new destroyed sneakers, which are selling for $1,850. Mm-hmm. And they said they look like they have been, you know, worn and walked in 1,000 times. And in their ad campaign for this limited edition pair of sneaker, they also have a less tattered pair that are only $625.
Oh.
So, you know, it's a real bargain.
Lower price.
Yeah. But they're selling these, and they say that many people were very up in arms because they said the choice to put shoes on sale at this price allows rich people to wear poverty as a costume.
Mm.
And cosplay, I don't know what that word means, the experiences of the poor. And there are people who out of necessity have shoes that are torn or, you know, barely keeping their feet dry. And this is, it kind of seems like a no-brainer to not be doing something like that. Of course, they said at Balenciaga, the suggestion is that they're meant to be worn for a lifetime. Well, that's kind of a subtle mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. So there are many people who are not real happy with Balenciaga, but again, they get their name out there all the time doing these kind of things.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, you do find that things that are frayed or damaged tend to have higher prices in fashion. I mean, it's true.
What about your jeans have all those holes in them that I can't stand?
I wore those, truly.
You made the holes in them yourself?
I might have one pair of jeans that has like a couple of frayed things that were
but
like part
of the
design. But the
ones with the big holes that I want to just rip?
Yes,
those
mother.
Those you did yourself.
I did that all by myself. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear you didn't pay big bucks.
I have gotten my money's worth out of those jeans. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of getting your money's worth, how about a few steals and deals? Big sale at iBob's this weekend. Is that at all the stores?
It is, and online, and okay. It's on everything. I mean, whether you're buying readers, prescriptions, frames, sunglasses,
yeah.
25% off of everything just this weekend. If you're online, you use the code SUMMER25. But they've got some great new frames that I've seen, and I just had my eyes checked, so now I can go and get more new glasses.
What color next? You have red, you have pink, you have green. What do you need now?
No, I don't have green. Oh, I have blue.
Oh, blue.
And I have tortoise.
Uh-huh.
Not sure. Uh-huh. I'd like yellow if I could find.
Interesting.
And I need black. I don't have black. So I'm going to go check those out.
Okay.
But in all of their stores and online. And then Kitty Wampus, that we talk about all the time in Hopkins, they have their semi-annual clearance sale with items up to 75% off. And
right.
they keep adding new things. So that would be a great place to go and stock up on some toys.
Yes. You know what else is going on this weekend right now as we speak? It's the Spring Arts Crawl Lower Town in St. Paul. All sorts of buildings are open today, so you can go and shop artists. And I always think it's fun to see their spaces too.
Sure.
Go to stpaulartcollective.org to get all the details and find out all the places where you can shop. Another really cool line, you know, we're just coming off of Fashion Week MN. We're now into Black Fashion Week. We mentioned earlier there are some great events going on all week long. Some still have tickets available, so you can go to Black Fashion Week MN and just Google that and it'll come right up. We'll try to put a link up as well. But another local line, which really... I love this line. It's ACG, mm-hmm. and they have just released their spring collection. So you can shop that. It's a way to shop local online by going to acgmpls.com.
Okay.
Check that out as well. It's a big weekend for markets, farmers markets opening. The Northeast Farmers Market opens this weekend. That started today. So if you missed it today, put it on your calendar. They're all up and running. The Minneapolis Vintage Market is going on today at the St. Louis Park Rec Center. Mm. Another good place to shop vintage and make an event out of it. MPLSVintageMarket.com. is the place to go to get all the details on that and other upcoming events. Our friend Houston White, who opened the Get Down Coffee Shop, is going to do his first limited edition clothing drop of this year. It's called Fresh by Houston White, and it's dropping today.
Dropping today. Look, and you can have coffee at the same time?
You could. Okay. You can look at it there, and you can go on all of his social media for Houston White and for the Get Down Coffee and check that out.
Sounds good.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back next Saturday with more Shop Girls.